Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
What is there?
B. Mitch and Finley, 106.7 The Fan. 11 a.m. on a Tuesday. Everybody's getting geared up for Thanksgiving. Tell you what, Tuesday is the day where the traffic sucks the most. Today was chill. Mm-hmm. I think people are just relaxing, man.
Yeah, it was real chill today.
Dude, I don't know if this is the situation throughout the area, but do you know in Montgomery County? Listen to this. Montgomery County schools yesterday and today are half days, and then tomorrow they're off. Is that the least efficient
use? Today they half day?
Today and yesterday were half days, and tomorrow they're off. Those kids, I was a student once upon a time. You don't do anything on half days. And then you put back-to-back half days, knowing you're going into a four-day weekend or whatever. Those kids ain't learning bleep.
They learning.
No way.
Jay, you didn't go to class.
In middle school, I went to class, B. Like, in elementary school, I went to class. Half days was like, all right, two-hour recess, and let's watch a movie.
Like, the kids today, are weird compared to, like, when we grew up. We didn't want to go. They want to go to school.
I don't know. I was blown away by that. But when you know that the schools are kind of out, I think it helps the, like, roads be a lot lessened because there's just nobody around. So I enjoyed that. I also wanted to shout out, you heard Earl Forsey in the update there talk about the Terps got a big win last night over UNLV. Bees, if you're listening, we did have $1,000 straight up bet on that game. I'm not sure if you remember that. But
he won't remember that.
I'm pretty sure we did. I don't know how he couldn't remember. So Maryland now plays. This game I might actually watch. Terps, I understand it was Vegas, and I understand television, and they want round the clock. The game started at midnight last night. There was just, for an East Coast audience, that's midnight on a Monday is pretty tough to pull off. Now, tonight, they play at 9:30 is the tip.
You're going to still be asleep. You're just old, Jay.
I'm going out for dinner tonight, Brian. You know my boy Parker?
Yeah, and Parker, get ready. He's going to try to sneak out on you.
Early birthday celebration for him. We're going to the Palm on 19th Street. Shout out to the Palm.
Oh, I like the Palm.
I love the Palm. You can come join us if you want.
I'll be at DC Prime.
Oh, you got
Prime.
DC Prime? Carlos might be setting me up with an old school Redskins Christmas tree ornament. He posted on Instagram. He's got a ton of them. I was like, I'll take one. My kids will love it. So the Terps tonight play Gonzaga. Gonzaga has become a real blue blood of college basketball. They're ranked 12th in the country. Do you want to guess the point spread, Maryland-Gonzaga tonight in Vegas? Hoops.
Gonzaga-Maryland. Gonzaga's favorite?
Oh, yeah.
By 10.
Two touchdowns.
14? Dizam. Yeah, dude. I probably need that dude to come earlier, the one that committed, right?
Baba
need to come earlier.
And Maryland got another commitment last night that I was legit kind of shocked by this. Quincy Wilson, the Olympic sprinter. I mean, the kid's a world-class athlete. He had all the hats lined up. I don't know the biggest track programs in the country, but I assume.
Baylor's one of them. They've been there ever since before you knew.
Nobody had heard of Baylor until RG3. Nah. That's just the facts.
No. Michael Johnson.
He's fast.
The 400 meters.
That's. Do you have a single
Johnny favorite? Thomas.
Do you have a single favorite Olympic moment? Because that's mine.
When he ran with them gold shoes on.
In Atlanta, dude.
And took them off because he said they were too hot.
Dude, that was.
That was he was smoking.
That was it for me. I've always loved the track and field.
Track and field takes it over. Takes over for me.
Me too. Yeah, Michael Johnson was a bad dude, but Quincy Wilson had Texas A&M, UCLA, USC, I think South Carolina, and then Maryland. He had all the hats lined up. And my man's got a flair for the dramatic, dude. He stood up and started to put the hats on, and people started going nuts. Then he took it off and threw it away. And he did that with all of them until he got to the Maryland hat. It was very cool, very exciting. I
like when people decide, I'm gonna go where I want to go. Might stay home this time. You know what I mean?
Yep. All right. I also got this piece of information. We talked about the Columbus Blue Jackets and why are they the Blue Jackets.
Mm-hmm.
It honors the Ohio Civil War history, specifically the Ohio troops, I guess, wore blue jackets during the Civil War. And that's why they're the Blue Jackets. So
I'm a Blue Jacket this morning. I'm a Blue Jacket?
I guess you are, baby.
All right.
All right, I wanted to have a discussion. We're aware of Washington's season has been bad. We're not going to sugarcoat that. They also have a number of expiring free agent contracts.
Mm-hmm.
So let's just go through some of these lists. Who would you want back? And then try to consider age, production, cost, right?
Okay.
Top of the list, the guy they traded for, that I still think the trade has been a success, even though the numbers have been down in kind of the second half of the season. Deebo Samuel's going to be a free agent. What's your interest level in Deebo?
That comes down to price. Point blank.
I think he's been a good fit in the locker room. Guys seem to like him.
He has been.
I think that comes down to price, too. I think if it works and Deebo works for you, awesome. But at some point, this team needs to get younger and faster. Deebo will turn 30 in January.
Mm-hmm.
Deebo is a hell of a football player, but he's not necessarily a speed, stretch the field type guy.
Mm-hmm.
So I think, to your point, comes down to price.
Yeah.
And what do you make of the are you aware of all this Brandon Ayuk stuff?
I've heard about it.
So it sure looks like he's not going to be with the Niners anymore, one way or another.
Mm-hmm.
And I think to get out of the contract like they want to do, they're going to have to cut him.
Because
they're going to void the contract.
Okay.
Which would mean unrestricted free agency. Mm-hmm. We all know Ayuk and Jaden are tight. They played together in college at Arizona State. Ayuk is more of that natural speedster on the outside.
Mm-hmm.
Hasn't really been productive in 2 years. Hasn't played this year. Last year, he had the big knee injury after the holdout. 2 years ago, though, in 22 and 23, he went over 1,000 yards both seasons, had 15 touchdowns over those 2 years. What would your interest level be in Ayuk?
I have interest, but then again, you got to realize if a guy has an injury history, you got to be that comes down to price again.
Do you have any concerns with all the BS going on out there? And let's be real, we don't know exactly. Do you have any concerns about the BS that has surrounded Ayuk? How he handled the holdout, how he's handled this season, the fact that they're able to void guaranteed money.
How would they be able to void it? They got to prove that he didn't try to get better. That's going to be hard as hell to prove.
Because he missed a ton of stuff is the short version. Like, by all accounts, they're going to be able to do it. You know how the PA stands up for players. Like, they don't let guys' contracts get voided. They're going to be able to void guaranteed money per the reporting.
That's a report.
So to be able to do that.
But that's a one-sided report right now. His agent, and I'm sure his lawyers are probably looking at this thing, got some stuff on the 49ers as well. They were doing some stuff. Maybe they look like they didn't want to sign him. Then they signed him. He got hurt. And a lot of people get pissed because you got hurt, as if you could just go out there and say, I'm going to get hurt today. So I don't know.
So Ayuk has been absent from numerous meetings and other team activities throughout the season, leading the Niners to void the 26 guarantees, more than $25 million worth in the four-year, $120 million deal he signed 15 years ago. Mm. I'm sorry, 15 months ago, rather.
I want to see him be able to do it. I hear what you're saying. I don't accept that they're going to be able to just do it that easily. That's all I'm saying.
Michael Silver reported he was absent.
That dude that used to be with Ron?
Yeah.
Okay. Now I don't believe the story completely.
So keep this in mind with Ayuk, per the reporting. I'm reading from Mike Silver. Ayuk, who suffered a severe knee injury in October of 24, was expected to be back on the field by now. However, he has been absent from numerous meetings and other team activities throughout the season, leading the Niners to void the 26 guarantees, more than $25 million worth, in the four-year, $120 million deal he signed. I want your reaction to this, B, because I find this pretty damn interesting. Ayuk has chosen not to challenge this via an official grievance through the NFL Players Association.
That's stupid.
That's pretty surprising.
That's surprising, or he got somebody already talked to that they're going to go sign with.
Maybe he really just wants to be a free agent, but if you really wanted to be a free agent, dog, $25 million guarantees.
He better be able to still play. That's all I can say. Because that's all that matters. If he can play, he can probably get through this. If he can't play, he's going to have a problem.
Well, dude, wouldn't you think the next deal he's going to have to sign, whatever the contract, whatever the agent may say, it's only going to have guaranteed money on 1 year.
Mm-hmm.
And the guarantees aren't going to be higher than the 25 he was due.
You know, if he's an unrestricted free agent and he comes out and he starts showing he's capable,
he'll get more than 25 guaranteed.
If he has the ability of what he had before, you never know, Jay. This league is weird, dog.
True. That whole situation to me just seems weird. I wonder if the knee injury is bigger than it.
If the knee injury is bigger, then he won't get it. But if everything works out, and he can still run routes and do like he did, somebody's going to give him a chance. It happens all the time.
Dude, Ayuk, according to multiple league sources, told NFL Players Association representatives that he did not want to fight the move via an official grievance that would clear the way for his expected release at season's end. Ayuk did not respond to a text message seeking comment. His agent, Ryan Williams, declined to comment.
All I know is, if he
25 mil guarantee,
anybody here wants to talk to him, he better be healthy.
So he would hit the open market with real questions about the health of his right knee. He tore his ACL, MCL, and meniscus October 20th, 24. Mm-hmm. So that's over a year ago now.
Mm-hmm.
According to the report, and again, it's reporting, numerous members of the organization, including some Niners players, have reached out to Ayuk in recent weeks in an unsuccessful attempt to bring him back onto the field.
People in San Fran?
Yeah, like fellow teammates.
Mm.
I don't know, man. That seems messy. Now things get messy and then they get cleaned up. I'm not.
Yep.
If you had to pick, Debo's been largely healthy. He had the toe injury, the heel injury, mm-hmm. missed a game. Would you rather have Debo or Ayuk? Because I don't think they're going to have both.
I like Debo. Debo could do more of a Debo.
I think I agree with that, by the way. You got to add speed somewhere. All right. Continuing on the actual unrestricted free agents for Washington, would you want Eckler back?
Price, once again. Because he's a guy who just had an Achilles, and he's over 30. So you got to see how he responds to that. The Achilles is different, dude.
Eckler will turn 31 in May. Hasn't played a complete season since 22. In 2 years with Washington, he's been productive, but has missed a ton of time.
Yeah.
I think the roster has got to get younger. one guy that's going to be a free agent that I think you do want to bring back completely. I'm curious if you agree, Mariota.
Yeah.
I think Marcus is your backup.
Marcus definitely comes back.
I think you want Marcus back. Andrew Wiley, who's been a versatile, he's now a backup. He's been a starter for them at various times. There was some talk about other teams being interested in him at the trade deadline. Wiley's a clear price question to me.
Yep. But he can play so many positions.
Eckler's doing Netflix for the Christmas Day games. He's going to work. I think he's in studio for them. And I recognize people are like, oh, that's weird. He's still on the team. This has started to happen more and more with veteran players. They get a little bit of TV work while they're still under contract. Greg Olsen did this. Yep. Like, it's not unheard of.
Everybody does it. A lot of people do it now.
I wonder, though, a dude like Eckler coming back from an Achilles, like you said, maybe he doesn't, but does he choose to hang it up?
He could, but like I think the thing about it, the team has to realize what position they're in. They tried to go get all the veteran players, okay? But I think when they hired Adam and all, they wanted to do this thing for the long haul. Getting guys over 30 on one-year deals is not for the long haul. So maybe, like we said, they got to the NFC Championship game. They tried to go for it. Didn't work. Now you got to get back to that plan. And that plan comes by getting younger people.
What about a guy like Bobby Wagner?
Price again. And you got to realize, eventually you got to move from it. You can't keep kicking that can down the road. So at this point, do you feel McGee is giving you a little bit more? Do you think he's going to be able to take a step next year? Those things come to play.
Tell you what's pretty incredible. Bobby hasn't missed a game since 2018. Bobby hasn't missed a game since 2018.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a future Hall of Famer. Bobby turns 36 in
Bobby's real.
June.
I mean, he built different. His mindset is different. So when you get guys of that ilk, you don't have to worry about them having a hangnail and then be out and stuff like that.
I also think Bobby can help a football team, period. Now he needs to be in the right role.
Yeah.
I wouldn't be shocked. You know, he just bought a piece of the Seattle WNBA team. He's got a lot of interest outside of football. He's turning 36. Maybe he just, I don't know how that will shake out, but that's an interesting one. Zach Ertz is another interesting one. I think he's 34. Von Miller is another interesting one.
Von's not here.
Von, I'm almost surprised, didn't get traded just so he could go to a contender at this stage of his career. Mm-hmm. Like, I won't be shocked, and I don't expect this, but like, if Von got released in December just to give him a chance to go sign with a contender, I wouldn't be shocked by that at this point. Like, that's a dude who put in a specialized pass rush role can still help a team in January. Mm-hmm. And this team is not going to be one of those teams. Von turns 37 in March. Mm-hmm. One dude on this list I would like to see back is Jacob Martin. And I don't think that's going to – Jacob Martin's been good.
Yeah. Then I told you that about him early.
You liked him. Early on. You liked him. All right. Maybe we open the phones on some of this free agency stuff. I think they recognize they got to get younger. They got to get faster. You need more speed. Nobody go anywhere. It is Bemidji and Finley.
Hey, it's Brian Mitchell here. This Thanksgiving, FanDuel is introducing a brand new way to build a parlay together. It's called Pass the Leg. Here's how it works. Start a group build, add your pick, and then pass it to your friends so they can add theirs. When everyone's done, you each lock it up. Lock the group parlay with your own funds because football is better when it's played and bet together. And to make it even better, everyone gets a 50% profit boost to use on their bill. So grab your crew, start your bill, and get it on the action with Thanksgiving with Pass the Leg. Visit FanDuel.com/Brian to get started. FanDuel, play your game. FanDuel Sportsbook is the official sportsbook of 106.7 The Fan. You have to be 21 years old and present in Virginia. Opt-in required. Bonus issued as a non-withdrawable profit boost token. Restrictions apply, including any token expiration and max wager amount. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
B. Mitch and Finley, 106.7 The Fan. Got a very juicy weekend of college football coming up, B.
All right.
Iron Bowl, White Bryan.
LSU and Oklahoma.
That's a good game, dude. Speaking of LSU.
Lane.
I mean, he's got the Egg Bowl Friday. But
somebody might throw eggs at him.
It might be Ole Miss fans, too. Not even Mississippi State. Yo, I just saw this. Lane's odds on where he will coach next. LSU is the favorite, minus 200. Then Florida. Then staying at Ole Miss. Then any other college, and then NFL head coach. Would you give Lane a shot in the pros?
I think he's going to LSU.
Vegas certainly thinks he's going to LSU. Would you leave Ole Miss? Let's say the money is comparable, right? Let's say, I mean, at some point, the money is just banana land. Mm-hmm. If the money is comparable, would you leave Ole Miss for LSU?
Yeah. Louisiana better than Mississippi.
Yeah.
And
would you do
from
it?
I told you my text read, bro, and then the AD is like a part of his good friends with one of the dudes. Say he's going there. We'll see.
Would you leave a playoff team? Because by it seems like he's going to have to leave before Ole Miss plays their playoff game. You know how college is. You want to take the job ASAP, so you start recruiting ASAP.
Everything about this thing is you're trying to win the games, win the playoffs to make more money, right?
Yeah.
And they're going to offer him that. And I think he has more chances to have the greater success at LSU than he does at Ole Miss.
Probably right. Now, I couldn't.
I'm a little biased now.
I get it. Listen, if you're asking what's the bigger deal program, it's LSU over Ole Miss. I like Ole Miss, so I feel like he should just stay, but I get why you would leave. This one I wanted to point out to you. We're going to get back to this Debo thing in a second.
All right.
The next coach of the California Golden Bears, they just fired their head coach, Justin Wilcox, after they got trounced by Stanford in their big rivalry game. Now, the top option to be the next coach of the Cal Golden Bears, according to Vegas, is a fella by the name of Atosh Lupoi. I hope I'm saying that right. D coordinator at Oregon. That would make a lot of sense. I think he's from the Bay Area. He went to Cal. Mm-hmm. I can get that. He's 2-1 to become the next Cal head coach.
Okay.
Do you know who's at 3-1?
Ron
Rivera, who's also the Cal GM who just fired.
He's a
Wilcox.
GM and he's the money guy, isn't he?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Could you see Ron putting himself in charge of the alma mater?
Yeah.
I could too.
100%.
You know the hire that I'd find fascinating?
What?
DeSean Jackson. DJ played for Cal.
He played for Cal. I don't think they're going to give him that chance.
That'd be a big jump.
That's a hell of a jump.
I think it's going to be this dude from Oregon, but if Ron gets the job, it's going to be just funny to watch.
Well, if he don't get the job, he's going to be a part of it.
Yeah. All right, I want to ask the boys in the aquarium, and I want to open the phones on this. 800-636-1067. 800-636-1067. We're going to open up the MGM National Harbor listener lines here. I don't know that it'll come down to a choice, but there's so much connection. Adam Peters was with the Niners when they drafted Brandon Ayuk.
Mm-hmm.
Ayuk and Jaden are clearly close friends. Debo's already here. Debo's been productive here.
Yeah.
Ayuk's coming off the crazy injury. Mm-hmm. And whatever else is going on. Whatever's going on in San Fran is going sideways. Who would you be more interested in? Bringing Debo back or bringing in Ayuk?
You just asked me that question already. I told you.
Said Debo.
I started leaning towards Debo. See, this is my thing. And this is where I think, and I hope Adam, well, I'm sure Adam thinks this way. I don't care who you're friends with. I care about my team being closer together and glue and moving forward. You know, like I told you, I have a lot of friends that went on other teams and I left. So I didn't stop being their friends. But I could be friends with you on another team if you're not going to help my team. You know what I'm saying? So I just think it comes down to, is he completely away from that injury? And if he did all of this just to get off a team, do you really want to deal with somebody like that?
I think
because he might be doing it to you too.
Dog, that point to me stands out. Jeffrey, Debo or Ayuk, who would you want?
Debo, 100%.
Because of all the stuff?
One, yes. When this came about yesterday, people were talking about it on Twitter. I'm like, nah, just off the fact of what B-Mitch said, when you show your butt when you not getting your way, all the team player you want to be and project, I know you're not. People act like Terry showed his butt not coming into, you know, training camp and stuff this year, but this was on social media. Him putting out the practice plays that we don't need all that right now. And then I'd rather get a wide receiver. I'd rather keep Debo and try to get another wide receiver from the draft. He could bounce back from the injury, but I don't want to bank on that. I don't want to bank on players coming in here with a history of their injuries. Major injuries. I'm good off that.
Landini?
I think they should keep Debo. He's been solid for him this year.
White Brian? Wearing a Giants hat?
You keep Debo if the plan is to keep Terry. If you plan on moving on from Terry, Ayuk wouldn't be a bad pivot.
Terry's got the guaranteed money for next year, so Terry's a part of this thing for next year. I suppose there could be more exotic moves in the works, but that would surprise me.
Yeah.
Terry's got 13 mil guaranteed next year. And I think, frankly, Terry's the best of the three that we're discussing.
Yep.
And granted, in very limited work, just the two catches Terry made against Kansas City were outrageous.
Totally.
So I think Terry's a part of this thing for next year.
Yeah.
Let's hit these phones. Jaden is in PA. Jaden, what's up,
Jaden? What's up, brother?
Hey, can you guys hear me?
We got you.
Yeah, man.
Now, how's it going? I think this might be a little popular. I think you don't sign either Debo or Ayuk. I think we have a lot of, I mean, what, Terry's already making 30. I think you kind of do what Kansas City did, where you kind of just try to retool through the draft, even what Buffalo tried to do to a lesser extent. I mean, they missed on Coleman probably. He looks like a miss. But I think a lot of these good teams, you got to kind of try to find your guy in the second, maybe second round, fifth round or sixth round. And I think this is where Peters has to make his money. I mean, a lot of the highest paid GMs are the highest paid GMs because they always hit on the, you know, third to seventh round picks. And I've already said this a while back, but he's kind of missed on everyone but Daniels. I mean, maybe you have a couple average guys at best. I think you kind of have to just hit the draft. And you got to find a guy you like in the third round, maybe from a mid-major school. I mean, shoot, even Kansas City has the guy, what, this year, Breshard Smith, who's a seventh-round pick, kind of a running back receiver type who looks pretty good.
So I think you kind of just have to hit on draft picks in every asset. I don't think you bring back Bobby Wagner. I don't think you bring back Debo. I don't think you bring back, you don't try to sign Ayuk. I mean, shoot, even Denver, their whole receiving core besides Sutton is drafts. Yeah, got the guy Franklin, that's pretty good. Marvin Mims is pretty good. The guy Harvey's pretty good. So I think that's where Peters has to, he's kind of underwhelmed in the draft, and I don't trust him with trades.
I think it's a little too early. If you're looking at the trades, I think the Debo.
I don't think he missed on everybody.
The Debo and the Tunsil trades have been good. Yeah. Tunsil's.
I mean, you're not going to hit a home run on every pick. Some guys are going to be glue guys.
Thank you for
some
the call,
guys are going to be guys to be a part of it. But I don't think he's missed on everybody but Jaden. I don't buy that.
I think it's premature to say that for sure.
Very.
I think
you have a right tackle who has gotten better throughout the year.
Yeah.
Amos was already sure what he was capable of.
I think Amos looked like maybe their best pick.
You know?
I think one of the disappointing feet, I don't know the right word there, but like Sam Ristill's rookie year was so exciting. This year's been so uneven. But I think defensively.
But still, he's leading you with turnovers. So there's still something there with Sam Ristill.
I agree with that.
But I think many people look at it, and you look at the outside corner and you look at the inside corner. That inside corner, that receiver has two ways to go.
Right.
An outside corner, you can use that sideline to your advantage. But I don't think he played that well last year, and he's playing like he is this year, and that's gone. You know, you got to tap back into that. And let's be real, they like to get no pressure on the consistent on the quarterback to make you be able to be a better cornerback or whatever.
Dude, I mean, if you want, for me, like you talk about the draft and people get so caught up in first rounders. And I recognize Washington has basically two picks in the top 150. They got one in the top 75 as it's currently constituted.
Mm-hmm.
Matt Stafford's playing at elite level. They drafted Nacua later. They did add Devontae Adams this year, but like Kyren Williams wasn't a high draft pick. You look at the Rams D line, which is loaded. Only one of those dudes is a first rounder. Verse was, I think, 19th or 20th overall. But the kid Byron Young, Landman was an undrafted dude from Africa they found.
You speaking my language. I've been saying this for years.
I mean, here's what's incredibly remarkable.
I've always said I could care less about first rounders.
Landman is dude from Africa that's white. That is nasty. I'm just saying, like, you got to build a roster and not incorrect. Like, they do need to build a roster, and they have not done a tremendous job of that. But it doesn't mean they can't still do it, and sometimes guys take a few years. Like, the guy Fisk for the Rams, second rounder. Like, you got to build a roster. Phone lines are packed. We're going to hit these phones when we come back. Nobody go anywhere. It's B. Mitch and Finley.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
I think it's not hard to determine that Washington needs to get more speed, get younger on the roster. Going to be an interesting question, though, as Debo Samuel headed for unrestricted free agency. Sure looks like Brandon Ayuk's going to be an unrestricted free agent. A lot of ties. Debo's already here. A lot of ties between Ayuk and the organization.
Mm-hmm.
We've all kind of said Debo. If you got to pick, it's Debo. I don't really think it's close, frankly. What did the callers say? Let's go to our boy Zeke in Southeast.
What up, Zeke?
Hey, what's up, guys? How you doing?
We good, man.
Hey, if it was me, I wouldn't take either one of them. And you know, the last caller or the caller before saying that Peters hasn't hit on any draft. What is he talking about except for Daniels? First of all, last year we only had five picks. One was Connerly, starter. Trey Amos, starter. Jaden Lane, could be a starter. DeCorey McBeal, possible starter. And Medrano. What is he talking about? He hasn't hit on the picks. I don't understand that one. Okay? But I think we're gonna end up with a top 10 pick. I would just try to, you know, trade it, get a couple of later round picks instead of going and bringing in these older guys that are, have injury problems. Hey, let's find us another Terry in the second round or another Ayuk in the third round. Let's just move back, try to get some later picks, and let's go younger. That's what I would do.
All right, brother.
Appreciate you, Zeke. Good call. Keep it going. Will is in Clinton. What's up, Will?
Gentlemen, how y'all doing?
Good, man.
Now, man, with me, I think it's all based on numbers. I mean, you know, if Debo asking for a rock of money, I don't think I could get that to him. And then with Ayuk, it's probably based on money and health. Now, if you can get him for the cheap, then why not get him? Because you want the best out of J5 anyway. So, and he has that connection with him. So if you can get him for the cheap, then that'll be a good thing. But I got a question for you, B. Mitch.
Yo.
Since you played the running back position, and you see the impact that Gibbs had with Detroit.
Yeah.
If you got a top 7 pick, would you think about getting the kid Love from Notre Dame?
I would say yes if we had better receivers. At this point, you know, I don't know if this, well, based off of what the offense they're running right now, I don't know if that offense is one that's catered for that running back.
Like, because I think the kid is a difference maker, man.
The kid Love is good.
He is good. But then again, you know, you could probably put him in a – I think getting a better running game is necessary as well. But I believe that the guys they have can get it done. They just got to call a damn running plays.
Yeah, but I don't know if they had that explosion like Love, man. That dude's a difference maker.
Yeah.
He is, and they need more speed, to your point. I mean, Jeremiah Love against Syracuse. Thanks for the call, Will. Appreciate you, bud.
70-7.
Do you know what Love's line was?
I just saw the score, and I figured everybody had an outstanding game.
Yes, but this still stands out. He had 170 yards on the ground, 3 touchdowns.
About how many, 12 carries?
8.
8, God. 27 yards a carry?
21.4.
Damn. And almost, and he scored, what, close to 40% of the time?
Yeah. Probably Notre Dame's biggest win on the year, I would think, is when they beat Southern California. In that game, Jeremiah Love went 24 for 228 with a tutty.
Damn.
And another 43.
But like I said earlier, you know, and as he asked the question now, I'm thinking back. I've said, we got to stop caring about what we think the league is.
Sure.
If you can have somebody on your roster like that, running like he does, what that does for Jaden in the passing game opens it up, right? And then you don't have to have the top-notch receiver to be able to have him open all the time. He could change up the whole ball game.
Franco is in D.C. Franco, Debo, Ayuk, or the field?
Hey, man, what's up? I'm laughing at that other dude, man. That dude said get rid of everybody. I'm glad he ain't in personnel. I'm sure glad to get rid of everybody. He can't get rid of everybody, though. Listen, man, we the tight end we need to get. I agree with that. But Debo, you can't get rid of production. You get rid of reduction. That dude said get rid of everybody. Everybody want to be a coach, a personnel player. They see things from the street. They don't. The NFL don't see it like that. They see it from reality. We see it from make-believe. I can make a team sit right here in my house, but that ain't reality. Reality is being productive, keeping your good players, and we not the bad, bro. Everything ain't young. Young got to grow. The word young means you got to grow, so we can't grow everybody. I'm just going to sit back and listen. What's up, Brian?
What's up, man?
Appreciate it, dude. Thanks, Franco.
JP, what's up, man?
Hey, buddy.
But I think, like you said, though, like, and I'm with this. Like, everybody's not going to be in their early 20s. And I've always said it. I've never seen a team win with all young. I've never seen a team win with all old. It has to be a delicate balance. But the older guys got to still be able to ball.
Yeah.
Okay? They can't just be old and not balling. They got to be able to ball.
Los is in Severna Park. Los, what's up?
What's up, guys? Listen, I'd rather keep Devo, but with the Saiyuk thing, I think later on, within like the next 2 years, we're gonna find a way to get Brian Thomas Jr. out of Jacksonville, because I think that's Jaden Daniels' boy right there, not Ayuk to where like they played like what 5 years ago. But my other thing with that is, why is it that we are? And I'm not trying to bash on Adam Peters. Why is it that we are not celebrating, but giving props to Adam Peters when he brings all his boys or tries to bring all his boys in from San Fran, but we condemned and killed Ron Rivera for bringing all his boys in from the Panthers? I just want your take on that and see if there's anything there. But now, yeah, thanks for taking my call, guys.
Hold on. It's a good question, and it's a fair point. But Ron brought pretty much his whole staff.
And he brought players that were older than me.
Well, Adam, from the staff, I guess, DQ put that staff together, and it was from all over the league. I guess Lynn was there, and Norton was there, but that's two out of a staff of like 20.
But that's still DQ guys.
Like, right. Newmark came from Detroit. Sosna was in college. Sosna's like their contract guy. And then they did sign Debo this year. I guess they signed Farrell last year. I don't know that there are that many Niners guys. This Jake Moody kid that they're signing to be the kicker, he drafted. But like, I don't think the equivalent is
that's
there.
That's normally what happens. You normally bring people you're more familiar with. But Ron brought in guys that...
He also brought the entire staff and front office. Like, it was
all he did was pick the building up and drop it over in Ashburn.
I guess they brought Del Rio, but then the rest of the position coaches. Last one. Will, go quick, buddy.
What's going on, man? How you doing? Thanks for taking my call.
No problem.
Hey, Mitch. Love you guys. Thank you. You can't let go of a Swiss Army knife. You just can't.
Yeah, that's one vote, Debo. Thank you, buddy.
Debo.
When we come back, Sam Cosmi will join the program.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.